Hello, my name is Vincent Kwan. I'm a principal engineer at Samsung Electronics. Introducing myself shortly, I'm leading Tizen Web Device API and Web Runtime, and I also have been defining Tizen compliance from the beginning of the project. Today, I would like to talk about what the Tizen profiles are and what the requirements for the profiles and how to verify the profile requirements with, using TCT. And the rest of the time, I talk about how to develop application for multiple profiles to reduce the porting effort. So I'm going to present around 30 or 35 minutes, and then I will have this Q&A sessions. And because we have lunch time after these sessions, I will try to stay as long as possible and try to give you answer as best as I can. For some background, so it's fair to say you already heard about IoT. Even in our morning keynote session, there are a lot of talk for IoT. So the IoT is a computing concept that devices around you can communicate each other and exchange data each other. So it is required to do a lot more smarter things for these devices. At the top, you can see there are a lot of mobile device, mobile operating system. So it's quite common to apply these mobile operating systems to these non-smartphone devices. So now the IT industry is trying to position for post-smartphone era. For smartphone makers, they are trying to go really low-end device, like a 256 megabyte RAM. For TVs, many TV makers announced to adopt web-based platform for their TV product. And for wearable, you can see many wearable devices already on the market, and we will see a lot more in the future. And smart car is also buzzword, and smart home appliance, like adding internet, adding browser to the freezer, and other robot-related articles, all these are showing that industry is now preparing for post-smartphone era. So with all this hype, so why Tizen and what is Tizen? Tizen, so I will explain four advantages of Tizen. First, Tizen is a web-centric software platform. Web-centric here means provide the best web application runtime environment with high performance and caring about securities. And Tizen is also the cross-category software platform. Interesting story for this cross-category. Tizen was born to be applied to multiple devices. Applying multiple devices has been the goal of beginning of this Tizen project. And Tizen is also optimized software platform. It's kind of there's some disadvantages to be web-centric platform because compared to the native platform, it's quite difficult to achieve a fast startup and longer battery life. So Tizen has been putting a lot of effort to reduce startup time and increase the battery life. The recently released Gear 2 device shows those optimization using Tizen platform. And Tizen is an open software platform. Tizen is based on widely used open source libraries such as EFL, OpenSSL, SQLite. So it's quite easy to customize Tizen platform to fit your devices. So next slide is reminder of this Tizen architecture. So I give you a brief introduction for Tizen architecture. Based on Linux kernel, there's a core subsystem layers, which is consist of many different submodules, and they are the real engines to provide various features like application, framework, multimedia, location, messaging, and so on. And on top of this core layer, there are web frameworks and native frameworks. Those frameworks provide execution environment for web applications and native applications. So today's topic is about creating web application for multiple profiles. So we will focus on web framework. Tizen Store is important part of Tizen ecosystem. What Tizen project is trying to be is connecting Tizen device to the Tizen Store. So you can download web application from the store and install and running the applications. It is true that some devices like a Gear 2 device, which doesn't have internet connection, it might need some help from host device, but somehow it provides a way to download the application from the Tizen store. Okay, so let us talk about the main topic, Tizen profile and Tizen compliance. First, what is Tizen profile? Even keynote, there are several mentioning about Tizen profile. So what is really Tizen profile? Before we go into Tizen profile, we first define the Tizen platform. So we need to distinguish Tizen platform and Tizen profile. Tizen platform is operating system which Tizen steering group released at Tizen.org. So you can consider everything Tizen steering group release are considered to be Tizen platform, including SDK, source code, documentation. Then what is Tizen profile then? Tizen profile is application programming interface and execution environment for specific device category. Important part here is specific device categories. So there are Tizen mobile profile, IVI profile, and wearable, and soon to be TV profile. It defines some unique execution environment, and it defines unique APIs which characterize these device categories. So why define this profile? The reason to define this profile is define consistent application environment for app developers and OEM vendors within the profile. But Tizen doesn't define every device for every profile. Try to minimize the number of profiles. So we only define when the profiles are absolutely needed. For example, for TV or wearable, the application scenarios and APIs are quite different from mobile, and SDK emulator quite different. So we carefully select the Tizen profile. And what are the key components of Tizen profile? Tizen compliance specification defines the requirements of application execution runtime for the specific profile. So this TCS is released for each Tizen profile. And Tizen compliance tests, which verify how the device conforms to the TCS. So you need to pass 100% for TCT to get certification for the profile. So let us talk more about TCS for the profile. TCS is specification, have the mandatory and optional software and hardware requirements. And mandatory software requirements includes the APIs for the profile, and runtime environment support for the profile, and some codecs. And hardware includes such as internet connectivity and touchscreen for mobile profile. So on the right side, it shows some examples of TCS requirements that mentioned about the public API. And for the web, you require a web runtime specification and some common user interface and codec for video, audio, image, and also some tools such as Smart Debugger Bridge to connect to the device, and some common hardware security and input method, anything related to the application compatibility is defined in this Tizen compliance specification. Tizen profile is important because any Tizen device should be certified to the specific profile. So if you are OEM vendor, you need to get the Tizen compliance specification for the profile and understand it, what are the mandatory and optional requirements. Even though something is optional requirement, if you choose to support that features, that means you need to pass certain tests in TCT. But there is a freedom for the OEM vendors. You can select any Tizen profile if your device can meet the requirements. And application developer is very important to understand for the profile because it describes the execution environment for the application. So what's new for Tizen TCS for platform 2.3? There will be new release of TCS for mobile profile and also TCT compliance test for mobile profile in 2.3. And 2.3 will include also wearable profile, TCS, and TCT. And we expect to have TV profile release within this year. Probably 2.3, 2.4 is not yet decided. So I will briefly introduce what are the basics of Tizen web applications. So first, what is Tizen web application? Tizen web application is based on web technologies centered around HTML5 and web device APIs. I will talk about that later, and web UI frameworks. So the web application can be installed and upgraded on your device and can access full access to your device features. Tizen Web API consists of W3C API, HTML5 APIs, and some de facto standard, de facto supplementary APIs such as WebGL. Tizen Web Device APIs are the API defined within the Tizen project to provide rich features on your device. And Tizen Web Runtime is the execution engine, installing applications, managing lifecycle of applications. And it also provides some security concerns, security enforcement. So these are the basics of Tizen Web application. This slide shows how the packaging for the Tizen applications. Tizen application follows W3C widget and packaging configuration spec. And on the right side, it shows the application structure in SDK. So if you create any application on SDK, you can see these kind of directory structures. One important part of Tizen web application is config.xml file, which has the basic application information such as application ID, icons, and names shown on menu screen, and also some localization support for IATN and application preference and some features which requires this application to run, such as Bluetooth, or some screen information, what size of screen this application can run. Now, these
feature is important because this information will be used by Tizen store client to filter out some applications to certain device. Let us talk about a little bit about Tizen Web Device API. So why Web Device API matters here? Because we talked about Tizen profiles, and if profiles require certain features specific for that profile, for example, TV profile may need TV channel change API, and wearable probably need some pedometer API. These requirements probably end up with defining a new web device APIs because standard HTML5 API is more designed to be used among multiple devices, multiple platforms. So it provides a rich features to applications. And for example, if you write a contact application, like a native application, you need to access contact data, fine-grained information you need. For settings, you need access various status of your system. Gallery, to create gallery application, you need content information, tag for the content. All those information which are beyond the HTML5 can be accessed through Tizen device APIs. So I recommend you to define more Tizen device API to and contribute to Tizen project. So how we have been designing Tizen device APIs, we try to follow W3C APIs. There's no W3C API style guide, but we analyze W3C API saying try to follow the commonality of these W3C standard APIs. We're using WebIDL to define the specifications and has a success callback, error callbacks, and synchronous call for time-consuming job and string enumerations instead of numerical constants. And Tizen device APIs are defined within this Tizen.namespace, so you can easily figure out whether these APIs are from Tizen.org or W3C. Some of the features of Tizen device API, application category provide getting application information from your application, show and life cycle management, such as show applications and hide applications, and exit your applications. The package, including your application, the information can get through package API. And for the communication, Tizen device API provide Bluetooth, RFCOM, and health device profile APIs, and messaging, SMS, MMS, emails, and NFC to communicate with other NFC device, either peer-to-peer or tag. The push notification, you can get push notification from Tizen push service. For content, you manage and access the multimedia such as image and video and music. And download, you can monitor the status of the downloading request by HTTP. File system provides some virtual root can be shared among Tizen applications. And message port API is a way of communicating with two applications. Social provide PIMS information such as calendar, contact, and call history. And there's a power API under system categories to control powers. So using this API, you prohibit your device going into the sleep mode. And various system information and system settings, including setting your device background and notification sound, such as. And Time API enables different time zone settings. and notification, it shows from simple text notification to more richer with graphics and multi-lines on your notification bar, a status bar. So now talking about how to write applications for multiple profiles. So what Tizen project trying to do is defining cross-profile common web APIs. Of course, there is HTML5 at the center of this common Tizen API. Tizen project tried to address the common application component, the packages for different profile, but it's quite hard to define certain packages to be used on each profile. So we rather select the API label to be common to different profiles. So HTML5 mentioned about the core of the common Tizen APIs and some minimal number of device APIs. So will be the part of this HTML5 with HTML5 to be the common web APIs. Tizen common APIs will be available in Tizen profiles. So can, if you create application using common APIs, it's more easier to port this application to different profiles. So what is advantage to you define this, such kind of common API cross-profile? It gives some guide for application developers, so you can minimize the porting effort. And also, you can easily learn what kind of APIs and runtime features are available for the profile. Because Tizen is defining several profiles, it will be quite difficult developers to keep track of the if it provides very different APIs and runtime requirement. So I will give you one example how application can be shown on your device when you write an application. So here in example, one application called app. The right side, you can see the config.xml, which shows the basic information of the application. There is a name of application, and the thing I would like to talk about here is the feature. Feature tag defines the required feature to run this application. So if you specify certain features within this config.xml, then Tizen Store Client application will only shows your application to the device which provide the same feature listed in this config.xml. In this example, it listed Bluetooth as a required feature. So assuming this application is registered to different profiles, then within this profile device, only device support Bluetooth can see this application through Tizen Store Client. Important part here is the device, they need to declare what kind of optional features it support. This declaration can be checked also in the API, in the system information called device capabilities, and also you need to specify the optional features your device provide when you register your device to the store. So this application only use Bluetooth feature, and all other APIs are Tizen common API. Then the devices support Bluetooth can see this application and can run this application. So I will show some common web APIs, which will be available late this year at the time of 2.3, probably. So we will add some guide for these common APIs across the profiles. And so developers, application developer knows what target they are developing application against. And also OEM vendors understand what kind of APIs you need to define, provide mandatory. Two categories of device of common web APIs. One is device APIs. I mentioned about only the basic features of device API will be included, like namespace, Tizen, some application, and time zone, and file systems. For the HTML5 API, which is the core of this common web API, it provides much richer features across profiles. So exact specification for these common web APIs will be available at Tizen.org. So please check later when the common API is announced. So we talked about APIs, mandatory APIs across profiles. For web device APIs, there is a common web, common device APIs and optional device APIs. In the previous example, we saw the Bluetooth API, optional API used in the applications. Later, I will talk about avoiding fragmentation. To reduce the fragmentation of application and devices, each profile mandate certain APIs to be supported. So the level of API, mandatory APIs are two levels. First, common APIs across profiles, and also bigger mandatory APIs for the profiles. So let's talk about some fragmentation. The Android has, there are a lot of articles about Android fragmentations. Brand fragmentation, device screen size. Fragmentation is actually signs of strengths and also weakness of Android ecosystem. The fragmentation Tizen tried to avoid is application fragmentation. Too many different optional features, too many different devices that could be a headache to app developers. So how Tizen tried to reduce application fragmentation? Reducing fragmentation of application means enforcing certain spec to the OEM, and that is kind of limiting OEM's freedom to choose features for the device. So it is quite difficult issues to handle. So what Tizen project is trying to do is try to maximize the mandatory features in each profile, and also when adding new optional features, we try to really carefully add the features to the TCS. And the new approach probably introduced at 2.3 is device recommended device classification. It could be two-level recommendation of spec. For example, high-end spec or low-end spec. So high-end spec probably include the NFC support, and low-end just include the Wi-Fi support. So this kind of classification and features within this classification, we will include this information either in Tizen compliance specification or Tizen.org to give OEM developers and app developers to develop their device or application against. So we hope this kind of approach can reduce some fragmentation in applications and devices. In addition to this kind of device classification, recommendation for application developer is try to provide some fallback mechanism when you are using some optional APIs. For example, geolocation is the optional APIs. By the way, all these optional APIs are described in Tizen compliance specification, so you can check the compliance specification for optional APIs. So if you write some defensive code like this, you check this optional feature first, then if this feature is not supported, you can probably some workaround way or other way to still run your application. By doing this, you can skip adding certain optional feature in your config.xml. But you should be careful when you're removing this optional feature in your config.xml, because then your application will show some device provide without that features, and if your fallback source code your code is not complete, then application will not run, and it will harm the Tizen ecosystem even worse than fragmentation. And for Tizen device API, there are two ways to provide this kind of fallbacks. If APIs are the module itself is optional, such as Bluetooth or NFC, you can check whether the module is undefined or not. But there are certain API level. You need to check API level. In that case, you need to check catch certain exception, not supported error exception. So if you can handle gracefully for these non-supported feature, it'll be much nicer, can be shown to many more devices. Already mentioned, all these optional API modules and features will be described in Tizen compliance specification, so application developers still need to see this TCS document. So this is the end of my presentation, and writing applications can run on multiple profile requires much more than I explained, such as you provide input event type, which can be used on touchscreen device and also device with mouse. And designing your application can run on multiple resolution is also quite important. And that is quite a big topic to talk about. And there are a lot of guides on the web. You can search for this responsible UI and this providing event. Using the event can be used on multiple profiles. So I hope you can develop applications can run on multiple profiles. And thank you.